This is program number LW2524. It happened just outside Rochester, New York. Hi, this is Larry West, and this is a true story. About 5:30 Tuesday afternoon, just on the outskirts of the business district of Rochester, New York, traffic was swinging onto the four-lane Interstate 490. Cars and trucks began to pick up speed during the evening rush hour traffic. For most of the motorists, it was just the end of another routine day at the office or plant. Then something happened that made that day different. As the cars bore down on the Route 36 interchange, a little girl suddenly appeared out of the darkness along the shoulder of the road. She was naked, or almost anyway, and some witnesses later said she was waving as if she were trying to stop the cars passing by. Witnesses also said they noticed there was a car along the shoulder of the road backing up toward the girl. Now, it wasn't until later that they found out what really happened, or at least what they believe happened. Police now believe that what the driver saw was possibly the last desperate plea for help that the little 10-year-old girl, Carmen Colon, a little Puerto Rican child, was making. Carmen had just been abducted from her Rochester neighborhood only an hour before. Police theorized that somehow little Carmen had momentarily escaped from her abductor in the car along the shoulder in a frantic break for safety. But no one stopped. And it was 2 days later, almost at the same hour of the day, that little Carmen's body was found in a ditch at a remote section 2 miles away. An autopsy showed that she had been violently attacked and strangled. The news item that carried the story asked this question. Why didn't one of the hundreds of motorists who passed the girl by stop to help her? I don't know about you, but I find myself surprised at how many of us there are who don't want to get involved. I wonder, was everyone so anxious to get somewhere that the sight of a little girl in distress made no impression? God help us, not only to love Him first, but to do as Jesus Christ insisted when He said that we ought to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. I like what old Aristotle once said. Now, Aristotle was an ancient Greek philosopher. He said, a true friend is one soul in two bodies. Isn't that sort of loving your neighbor as yourself? Let me tell you about a couple of friends. There were once two fellows who grew up together. They had been friends their entire lives. Their families were neighbors. So these two kids played together, had gone to school together, played football and other sports together. And finally, as young men during World War II, they enlisted in the Army together. And to their surprise, they even ended up in the same area of battle together one day. Well, after a particularly bitter battle that day, one of these guys looked around to see if he could find his friend. After a while, he became frantic. He couldn't find him anywhere. The only thing he could come up with was that his friend must be somewhere out there in what was known as no man's land. Well, he went to his commanding officer and asked permission to go look for his friend. And his officer told him, it's no use. No one out there could be alive after that artillery fire. Well, the boy kept insisting. Finally, his commanding officer gave in and told him he could go. He went, and after several hours, the boy came back, carrying the limp body of his friend over his shoulder. The friend was dead. Seeing the very tired soldier, the commander stepped up to him and said, didn't I tell you there was no use to go? The boy, though, looked up with radiant eyes, and he said, but there was. You see, he said, I got there just in time to hear my friend whisper to me, I knew you'd come. Love your neighbor as yourself. There's an ancient legend that tells of two brothers who lived on adjoining farms. One had a large family while the other didn't have any children at all. Well, both farms produced tremendous harvests. And so goes the legend. One brother said one year, my brother has no family. All the joy he has is in his possessions. I will slip some of my grain into his fields. Well, so says the legend. The other brother said, my brother has a large family. I will slip some of my grain into his fields. And so they did each night, and each wondered why his harvest was not diminished until they met one night and found out the secret. And there, the legend goes, they built the city of peace, the one called Jerusalem. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Today, care yourself. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and carry this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.